Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin calls Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share insights on recent meeting with his US counterpart in Alaska. Prime Minister Modi stresses for a peaceful resolution of Ukraine conflict. US President Donald Trump to meet his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky along with a group of European leaders in Washington in a short while. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. And India clinched 2 gold and 3 silver medals on day 1 of the Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from Russian President Vladimir Putin to share insights on his recent meeting with the US President Donald Trump in Alaska. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the Russian President for sharing insights and asserted that India has consistently called for a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict and supports all efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to the continued exchanges with President Putin in the days to come. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump will meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky along with a group of European leaders at the Oval Office in Washington in a short while from now. Ahead of the meeting, President Trump, in a social media post, asserted that the Ukrainian leader can end the war with Russia if he wants to, while implying that in a settlement of the war, Kyiv will have to give up claims to some areas. President Trump ruled out Ukraine's inclusion in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, citing Russian annexation of the Crimean Peninsula in 2014 under the Obama administration. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. In his opening remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar stressed on 3 mutuals, respect, sensitivity and interest, to move ahead from a difficult period in bilateral ties.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our 2 nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the 3 mutuals, mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
The talks covered economic and trade issues, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity, and bilateral exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar said the Chinese foreign minister will also be discussing border issues with special representative and national security advisor Ajit Doval tomorrow. He added that this is very important because the basis for any positive momentum in the bilateral ties is the ability to jointly maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. He said it is also essential that the de-escalation process moves forward. The Chinese foreign minister arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a 2-day visit to India. Nepal being a priority partner of India under its neighbourhood first policy, Foreign Secretary of India Vikram Misri paid an official visit to the Himalayan nation at the invitation of his counterpart Amrit Bahadur Rai. Mr. Misri, who reached Kathmandu yesterday morning, held several high-level meetings during his 2-day visit. We have more from a Kathmandu correspondent.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, in a 2-day official visit to Nepal, called on the President of Nepal Ramchandra Podail, the Prime Minister of Nepal K.P. Sharma Oli and the Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Dioba. The 2 foreign secretaries held wide-ranging discussions, reviewed the progress made in various bilateral initiatives and discussed opportunities for further collaboration. Foreign Secretary also met the Chief of Army Staff of Nepal, General Ashok Raj Sigdal, and handed over defense stores and equipment, including light strike vehicle, critical care medical equipment, and military animals to the Nepali Army. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi. Mr. Shukla returned to India yesterday after his historic visit to the International Space Station, ISS. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he discussed a wide range of subjects with the Indian astronaut, including his experiences in space, progress in science and technology, as well as India's ambitious Gaganyaan mission. During the meeting, Mr. Shukla gifted the Axiom 4 mission patch to Prime Minister Modi and showed him pictures of the Earth taken from ISS. Earlier, Lower House of Parliament held a special discussion on astronaut Subhanshu Shukla's space sojourn. Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of Indian Air Force on behalf of the entire house for creating history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom Mission 4.
ग्रुप कैप्टन श्री सुभाष शुक्ला की ये उपलब्धि हमारे युवाओं के लिए बड़ी प्रेरणा है आज भारत का अंतरिक्ष कार्यक्रम वैज्ञानिक श्रेष्ठता और विशिष्टता से और विशिष्टता से पूरे विश्व में अपनी विशेष पहचान बना चुका है मैं सभी माननीय सदस्यों से आग्रह करता हूं कि इस महत्वपूर्ण विषय पर व्यापक चर्चा संवाद करें
Leading Baloch human rights defender Mir Yar Baloch has said that United States President Donald Trump gambled with peace by considering entrusting trillions of dollars worth of Balochistan's mineral wealth to Pakistan, empowering the terrorist country. Mir stressed that if Pakistan gains unchecked control over Balochistan's trillion-dollar worth of critical minerals and rare earth resources, it would only accelerate its extremist ambitions. He added that the mineral wealth found in the Republic of Balochistan are the legitimate inheritance of the Baloch people and not of the Pakistani government or army, which has forcibly annexed the region. Emphasizing that Balochistan is a free nation, Mir said any attempt to unlawfully seize another country's natural wealth constitutes a grave violation of international law. In Russia, at least 20 people were killed and 134 injured after a fire broke out at a production facility in central Ryazan Oblast, the regional operational headquarters said today. The center said in a statement 20 people were confirmed dead, adding that among the injured, 31 were being treated in hospitals in Ryazan and Moscow. Search and rescue operations are continuing at the site. Terence Stamp, the English actor who often played the role of a complex villain, including that of General Zod in the early Superman films, has passed away. He was 87. In a career that spanned six decades, the Oscar-nominated actor starred in films including The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Far From the Madding Crowd, and Valkyrie. Stamp's Superman co-star Sarah Douglas described him as beyond gorgeous and talented. A six-day film festival opened today at the Trincomalee campus of the Eastern University in Sri Lanka. The festival will showcase six Indian films in different languages through Saturday. Governor of the Eastern Province, Professor Jayanta Lal Ratnasekara, inaugurated the event. At the opening, Professor Ankuran Datta, director of the Swami Vivekananda Cultural Centre in Colombo, underlined the diversity and vibrant character of Indian cinema, which, though just 111 years old, has grown into one of the world's most dynamic film industries. In shooting, India's Girish Gupta clinched gold in the 10-meter air pistol men's youth event at the 16th Asian Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. The 17-year-old defeated compatriot 14-year-old Dev Pratap, who secured the silver medal. With this, India earned two gold and three silver medals on day one of the competition. Earlier, Kapil Bansla from Haryana won India's first gold of the event. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Russian President Vladimir Putin calls Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share insights on recent meeting with his US counterpart in Alaska. Prime Minister Modi stresses for a peaceful resolution of Ukraine conflict. US President Donald Trump to meet his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky, along with a group of European leaders in Washington tonight. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with his Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. And India clinched two gold and three silver medals on day one of the Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.